Suppose you wanted to make a difference in the world, but something stood in your way. That's what happened to Corey Casper, a doctor at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. Casper wanted to try to cure a specific kind of cancer, but he didn't have enough patients to work with here. So he started to commute to work in Uganda. Joanne Silberner has his story.
42-year-old Corey Casper is tall, thin, and a bit hollow-eyed from all his responsibilities. He's a cancer doctor. He does research, and he trains young doctors in Seattle and Uganda. His challenges started fresh off his medical training 12 years ago when he came to the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. His plan was to study Kaposi sarcoma, one of the cancers associated with AIDS. As soon as he arrived, he realized that the incidence of Kaposi sarcoma was dropping fast thanks to new AIDS treatments available, and he was in the wrong place.
The number of cases of Kaposi's was dropping, and Seattle was not a great place to study that. So I kind of had a crisis on my hands.
The crisis? Not enough patients to study. So he looked for a place with a lot of AIDS-related cancers and bought a ticket to Uganda.
It's a very long plane ride. I was very jet-lagged, and it was very hot.
The first thing on his agenda? The dedication of a new HIV Center and Infectious Disease Institute in Kampala.
President of Uganda speaking. There's this beautiful gleaming building behind me, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I think that this won't be so difficult to set up a collaboration and to deal with cancer here in Uganda.
But his research would take place in another location, the only place in the country dedicated to cancer care. He went there the next day.
And the Uganda Cancer Institute was a very, very different environment than what I saw at the Infectious Disease Institute.
That was 12 years ago. And today, not much has changed. Half a dozen dilapidated one-story buildings, white stucco with blue metal roofs. Families gathered in the courtyards, making food and doing laundry. Women sweeping the walkways with brooms made of scavenged twigs.
There's a smell. Unfortunately, it's not a pleasant one.
The smell of patients who've come in with infected wounds, of tumors that have grown so large they've come through the skin. Sometimes you can hear patients crying because of painful procedures like biopsies, occasionally done without pain medication. On the wards themselves, there are patients with all sorts of cancers, breast cancer, Kaposi sarcoma, and others. The children's ward is filled with kids with a cancer that's common in Uganda, Burkitt's lymphoma. The cancer makes their jaws and bellies swell grotesquely.
The Cancer Institute was incredibly difficult to see. I think once I saw that, I think I had to stay.
And Casper had his research to think about.
When I first got to Uganda, there was one cancer specialist for a country of 34 million people. And from a research perspective, that's limiting because there's only so much research you can do with one collaborator.
That one oncologist is still there. Jackson Oram, a quiet, calm, and whip-smart Ugandan who got his oncology training in Cleveland, Ohio. He remembers first meeting Casper.
We started to say there's need for us to work together and have some research agenda.
Casper and Oram got to work. They spearheaded a formal agreement between the Uganda Cancer Institute and the Hutch in 2004. They pulled other people in to help out. Together, they studied how various cancers take hold, how some are related to viral infections, and how to improve chemotherapy. Casper is set on ensuring the research has potential benefits for both Ugandans and Americans. Every study is run by a local Ugandan investigator pairing up with someone from the Hutch. UCI head Jackson Oram says the Uganda Cancer Institute is getting a good deal.
Any benefit that will come as a result of discoveries, I think we are going to be the beneficiaries of that. First of all, because the disease is here. The biggest burden is here.
Oram is no longer the only cancer doctor in Uganda. Casper and others back in Seattle have trained 9 Ugandan physicians, a dentist, and a pharmacist. Corey Casper learned it's not just the disease that's an issue. One of the biggest challenges families face is just getting to the center. Stephen Isoke recently brought his 8-year-old son for treatment. It's a crowded, uncomfortable 7-hour bus ride from home that leaves at 3 a.m. Back and forth for him and his son, it's $19. Treatment is often free, but the $19 transportation bill is a huge sum, given the average farmer's income of $1 a day. And there's another challenge, says Casper, time away from home.
If it's the person who does the farming, then what happens to the farming? If it's the person who cares for the children, what happens to the children?
Casper says some opt to give up on the one child so as not to abandon the rest of their family.
As a parent, I can't even imagine having to make that choice, but people are making it every day.
So Casper, who started out wanting to do laboratory research on a single cancer, has expanded into social services. He and others at the Hutch have just started a project funded by the Seattle-based Burkitt's Lymphoma Fund for Africa. The idea is to address all the barriers to care, including necessities like transportation. So parents of children with Burkitt's are getting travel money and advice about getting back and forth. Casper and others have also beefed up the diagnostic lab, and they've made sure pain and chemotherapy drugs are on hand. Casper incurs a personal cost for all this. He's on that long plane trip between Seattle and Uganda 3 or 4 times a year and stays in Uganda for 3 weeks. Just enough for everyone to hate you, he says.
Your family hates you because you're away so long, and your colleagues there hate you because you're not there long enough. Your colleagues that you work with here in Seattle are upset because, again, you're not here.
But Casper has his mission, and he keeps going back. He says each place, Kampala and Seattle, teaches him about the other. Since his first trip to Kampala a decade ago, the cancer treatment movement has gained momentum. The Hutch has broken ground on a clinical research center at the Uganda Cancer Institute, and the Ugandan government is constructing a new 200-bed cancer hospital just up the hill. New buildings, bus tickets, and family services weren't part of Corey Casper's research plan 12 years ago, but for him and his colleagues, they're all proof that progress against cancer in poor countries is possible. For KUOW, I'm Joanne Silberner.
Reporting for this story was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. To see photos of the Cancer Institute in Uganda after that vivid description, you can see it at our website, kuow.org.